Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, with the best in local news. Even today, when there isn't much. November 26th, the day after Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a great time yesterday, ate a lot, spent a lot of time with family and loved ones. Did I mention ate a lot? Yeah, I did. I was stuffed for sure. Hung out, watched some football, had a good time. So, the only real news story that came up is the explanation of what happened in Atlanta. So I'll read that for you real quick. Caltrans District 9 reopened US 395 South at Atlanta following an incident on the highway involving a big rig and a motorhome. The road was closed just before noon between Sage Flat Road and Walker Creek Road, November 24th. Caltrans, CHP, and fire crews were able to push the vehicles involved in the incident to the side of the road to get traffic moving again. Caltrans asked that all drivers be aware of emergency personnel on the scene as they proceeded through the incident area. Here's what CHP had to say about it. A semi-truck driver from Feeling, California, was driving a 2011 International semi-truck and trailer loaded with cardboard. The semi-truck was traveling northbound along US 395 just south of Cactus Flats Road near Olancha, California. The semi-truck was entering a construction zone when the truck driver failed to see the northbound traffic was coming to a stop due to the road construction. The semi-truck crashed into the back of a travel trailer and truck at approximately 50 miles per hour. The pickup and travel trailer are then pushed into the back of a Toyota SUV. The pickup and travel trailer came to rest on a northbound shoulder of US 395, where it became fully engulfed in fire. The semi-truck and trailer came to a rest, blocking both the northbound and southbound lanes of US 395, where it became fully engulfed in fire. All parties were able to exit their vehicles and only minor injuries were reported. Personnel from CHP and Inyo County Sheriff's Department, Cal Fire, Caltrans, Atlanta Volunteer Fire Department, and Lone Pine Volunteer Fire Department responded to the crash scene. A small brush fire resulted from the crash, which was extinguished by firefighter personnel. US 395 was closed to all traffic for an extended period of time due to the semi-truck blocking all lanes of traffic. The crash is still under investigation by Bishop CHP. And that thing burnt to the ground. If you want to see pictures, go to easternsierranow.com. And you'll see them there. That's pretty crazy. I'm glad nobody was seriously hurt. Just a little community update from Mammoth Lakes. You can still make the tree lighting in Mammoth, which is today. And it is at 5:30 p.m. You can join Mayor Souser at 6:30 p.m. for the lighting of the Christmas tree. Get your skate on, Mammoth Lakes. Celebrate the opening of the Mammoth Ice Rink. I believe that's today, 7 to 10 p.m. And there is free skating and rentals, subject to availability, of course. Spread the joy this holiday season, not COVID. Do your part, get vaccinated, stay home if you're sick, and get tested before and after traveling for holidays or attending large gatherings. The first advanced air charter flight landed at the Mammoth Yosemite Airport Wednesday, November 24th. Thank you, Wooly, for helping to land the plane, and greet the many departing passengers. To book your travel, please visit Advanced Air at advancedairlines.com/flights-2-mammoth, or head to Eastern Sierra Now, where you'll find the link. December 1st, there's a town council. The agenda items will be the U.S. Forest Service update from Leanne Murphy, acting Mammoth District Ranger, staff presentations on design, build, project delivery, methodology, and phase one of the parcel, appointment of mayor and mayor pro tem, and council appointments to various committees. The town council will recognize the following employees: Grady Dutton, Public Works Director and Special Projects Manager, on his retirement; Sierra Schultz on her promotion to Deputy Airport Manager; and Stuart Brown, Parks and Recreation Director, for 15 years of service. And he does a very great job of keeping the public informed of what's going on there. So good job, Stuart, and everybody else. To review the full agenda, you can head to the town's website or go to easternsierranow.com. We have already mentioned, but we'll do it again, that the Mammoth Lakes Police Department was selected to receive $344,273 in state funding from the California Department of Justice Tobacco Grant Program. For more information, check out the website at mammothlakespd.org. And the OptumServe COVID-19 testing site is now located in the Sierra Star Golf Course Clubhouse, 2001 Sierra Star Parkway. Testing is available Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 7, with a lunch break from 3 to 4. The next vaccination clinic in Mammoth Lakes is scheduled for December 12th at St. Joseph Catholic Church between 2:30 and 5 p.m. COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, and flu vaccinations will be available there. You can go to Eastern Sierra now and hit the click here button to sign up for that or for additional information. And pretty much the last thing I got for today is the INYO Associates December meeting is 12/14. That's December 14th. You can join the conversation, stay connected, meet community leaders throughout INYO County for an evening of networking and delicious food. Tuesday, December 14th. Time is 5:30 for a social and 6 o'clock dinner. The location is the Tri-County Fair and Event Center. The menu is Jen's Famous Homemade Chili. Now, I'm not knocking Jen because it could be the greatest chili I've ever had, but pretty much every time someone tells me they're having chili, it's famous and it's the world-renowned best recipe for chili. I would like to see some facts on this, please. Maybe a few citations. At least let's have a chili off, right? Let's make sure that, like, locally we can say, okay, boom, she was right. Jen's is the famous chili. And it probably is. Who knows? She's cool. I'm sure it is. There's also a baked potato bar, salad, and desserts. It's $20 per person. Checks can be payable to Friends of the Tri-County Fair. You have to RSVP by 5 p.m. December 9th. So head over to that. I'd like to point out that we've had a little uptick on our subscriptions on YouTube, and I appreciate all of you for that. And those of you that haven't, what are you waiting for? Yeah, head over there. Go to YouTube, Eastern Sierra Now. Just give us a quick subscribe. Hit that bell button there. That way you can get updates on everything that we put out, so you'll never miss any news or entertainment footage that comes out of the Eastern Sierra. And while you're at it, Spotify, which is hopefully where you're listening to this right now, but if you're just listening through the website, you can subscribe through any podcatcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and you'll be informed whenever a new one is posted, usually every day by 5 o'clock, except for weekends. We will have multiple new podcasts coming out in the new year that you're going to want to listen to. So head over there and subscribe to that. The last thing I'll say is Facebook. You get everything on Facebook. Everybody in the Eastern Sierra gets everything on Facebook. That's how we roll. So Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, all you have to do is click that like button and you're going to receive every news story that we put out. So you will get to see what's going on. All the pictures, all the media, everything that's cool. You get to stay informed with the cool kids. That's right. Eastern Sierra Now is the cool kids. Claiming it right now. All right. This has been Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now, and we will see you Monday. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving and carbohydrate hangover today. See you later.